Welcome back to the Combat Sports in Africa podcast, where we bring you the latest and greatest from the world of combat sports across our continent. Today, we have a special episode focusing on the recently published ANOCA Magazine Paris 2024 edition. ANOCA stands for the Association of National Olympic Committees of Africa. ANOCA is an international organization based in Abuja, Nigeria, which brings together the 54 African National Olympic Committees. To read more on ANOCA, visit africaolympic.com. This document provides an in-depth look into Africa's preparation and participation in the upcoming Summer Olympic Games in Paris, and we have some exciting details to share with you. If you're following along on the association's social media, we've got the link to the English version of the document in our episode description. Let's dive in. The ANOCA Magazine Paris 2024 is a comprehensive review of African Olympism, highlighting the continent's journey and achievements in the Olympic Games. It covers a broad range of topics, including messages from key figures, historical moments, and preparations for the upcoming Olympics. This special edition is a tribute to the determination and excellence of African athletes as they gear up for Paris 2024. And remember, the Paris 2024 Games are less than 2 weeks away, starting on Friday, July 26, 2024, and running until Sunday, August 11, 2024. Now, let's get into the key points of the document. 1. Presidential messages. The magazine starts with inspiring messages from the ANOCA president, Mustafa Berraf, and the IOC president, Thomas Bach. They both emphasize the unity, preparation, and potential of African athletes for the Paris Games too. Historical achievements. A significant portion of the magazine is dedicated to celebrating Africa's past Olympic performances, highlighting the continent's progress and landmark victories over the years. 3. Athlete preparation. Detailed insights into the rigorous preparations of African athletes for the Paris 2024 Olympics are provided, showcasing the support from ANOCA and its strategic partners to ensure optimal conditions for the competitors. Now, let's zero in on the information specifically related to combat sports, which is particularly exciting for us and our listeners. 1. Qualification and support. The magazine reveals that 33 African athletes have already qualified for Paris 2024 in various combat sports disciplines, including boxing, judo, taekwondo, and wrestling. These athletes have benefited from a scholarship program initiated in August 2022 aimed at supporting their training and qualification efforts. 2. Country representation. Athletes from countries such as Côte d'Ivoire, Egypt, Ethiopia, Kenya, Morocco, Nigeria, South Africa, Tunisia, and Uganda are actively preparing for the Games. Their preparations are bolstered by financial support and anti-doping measures provided by ANOCA and its partners. 3. Historical performances. The document also highlights some key historical performances in combat sports. Asterisk boxing. Ghana's Clement Kwarti made history by winning a silver medal in the welterweight division at the Rome 1960 Olympics, becoming the first African boxer to win a medal. Asterisk wrestling. Egypt's Ibrahim Mustafa clinched gold in light heavyweight Greco-Roman wrestling at the 1928 Amsterdam Olympics. This magazine not only serves as a record of past glories, but also as an inspiration for future champions. With rigorous preparation and a rich history of excellence, African athletes in combat sports are set to make a significant impact at Paris 2024. As we wrap up today's episode, we want to wish all athletes participating in the Paris 2024 Olympics the very best, particularly those in combat sports and from across our diverse continent of Africa. Here are a few questions to ponder. 1. Which African country do you think will bring home the most medals in combat sports from Paris 2024? 2. How are athletes and coaches planning for the next Olympic cycle and the Los Angeles 2028 Summer Olympics, which is just around the corner? 4 in more years, that is. 3. What historical achievements in African combat sports inspire you the most? Don't forget to follow Combat Sports in Africa on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more updates and stories. Stay tuned for more exciting content, and as always, keep training hard and stay inspired.